from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock coming up. Cal and Hannah McNair will join the drive. They will be live right here on the drive, and you don't want to miss that. We'll have some fun and get the real nitty gritty out of them. I'm really thinking about the opening question, Tyler. I'm just not quite sure.
Well, Cal told me at practice. I said, "Man, what you got, man? He said, "Whatever whatever's on your mind, man."
Yeah, I know it.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, man. Cal, Hannah, Grissom, Ginger Nation. Hey, man, they in hog heaven right now, boy.
Why not?
Ooh, that team's looking good.
Season tickets sold out.
They got training camp sold out. I saw
that line. Lines are
did
just
you see
crazy.
That? Hey, the line this morning. I mean, it was through. What is that? That parking lot next to Teal, is that blue or is that yellow? Tyler, you don't want to talk about
that? Blue's on the other side.
Blue's on the other side. What is that right next to the Teal parking lot? Is that yellow?
I think it's blue.
Is the blue wrapping around? I thought blue was on the other side. I don't know.
Man, we got to talk about whatever. Your Sunday and Monday morning, man. We got to talk about this. I don't know what the hell's going on in there.
I had a mouthful of sandwich.
I know it. That's a giveaway.
Yeah.
That man's eating lunch. The hell's going on? Like you know, normally if somebody's like, "Hey, man, Ryan hadn't eaten in a, you know, we hadn't seen Ryan eat all day." When you start to see Tyler eating, like, "Hey, man, what's wrong, man?
It's been a minute.
What's wrong with you, man? What the hell you doing, man? You eating? Something you need to tell us?"
I eat every day.
I know it. Just
every damn day.
Just not lunch. And when you eat lunch, that makes me concerned. It makes me concerned when Tyler started eating. Like, especially a good hearty lunch. Like something we would eat. Like that's a good hearty sandwich. It looks like a train wreck.
You nailed it.
And that's what that looks like.
Yeah.
Got a nose for it.
Pot belly wreck.
That's all right, man. We're praying for you. That's what we're doing. All right, we said about Saturday night. How about this weekend? Astros, they had you knew what it was gonna be. Looking at the Astros, they had a 3-game series against the Dodgers and the Mariners. We're going to play the White Sox. And the White Sox, after the Mariners series, fellas, have lost 14 straight. 14 games in a row, the Chicago White Sox. And they're trading away people as well. So that did not help the cause. But taking 2 of 3 from the Dodgers and then Saturday night. I got to say this. Saturday night, for me personally, maybe this is different from other people. For me personally, fellas, the whole situation, seeing Bregman, you know, go deep, finish it off, that swagger, and then how the game was coming and how they were running down the Dodgers and they kept getting it close and then they tied it at 6. That was, to me, was like one of the first times I had the feeling of the old Astros. The Astros that have been to 7 straight ALCSs, the Astros who've been to 4 World Series and won 2 of them. The feeling for the first time was, feel like they're gonna find a way to get this done. And that's just not the feeling I've been having all year. That's the first time to me of the old Astros.
Oh, and rightfully so. If anybody tries to tell you that they've had that feeling with the Astros all year, they're lying to you.
I bet you somebody is going to.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Here's the deal, though. I didn't get a chance to sit and watch the Astros consistently any of the 3 games this weekend. I just saw bits and pieces of it, highlights of it, I just want to pinpoint. I mean, obviously the Bregman home run to end things is beautiful. That's a talking point. Bregman's back. Bregman's hot. Bregman being a game changer. He changes his lineup when Tucker gets back. Look out now. Bregman's hot. That whole deal. I understand that. But I'm pretty sure that I saw another report. I think it was a Chronicle or somebody that reports on the Astros about Bregman essentially leading from third base. And when I say leading from third base, communicating with the catcher, the pitcher, during games kind of deal. I love the Bregman that hits home runs in the bottom of the 10 against the Dodgers and sends Joe Kelly's punk ass back to, well, there's just a handful of guys that I would say that about in pro sports.
I was about to say, that was a Tyler Milner.
Yeah,
that
but
is,
he's just,
you're not,
he's,
or me.
He just irks me. That human being irks the hell out of me. He has got to be a black belt. I mean, he's got
the level of confidence.
I think let's catch
a Joe Kelly back.
I would think that he would get his ass whooped on a regular if he was. There's got to be a reason nobody just
ain't nobody just tried it.
I mean, just mud holing. I mean, there's at the end of the day, like that whole Joe Kelly. There's nothing to me more, and usually that stuff, like I said, doesn't even matter to me. But there's nothing more gratifying than when something like that, like when Altuve hit that double, you know, off the wall last night. I thought, even though we were losing, I thought we had a shot. I think it was last night or yesterday. I thought we had a shot to come back. Boy, that just makes me feel really good. I mean, the Bregman thing that really turns me on is the long term. If he's going to step up and lead from third base and be a vocal dude on the field with some of these young pitchers. You told the story about Spencer Arrigetti last time in the dugout, or actually was on the plane, I think, heading back.
He did a lot of talking to Spencer again.
That's who it was. Yeah, I mean, hey, man, if that's the Bregman that we're going to get the rest of the way, man, I'm here for it, man. That is a beautiful thing. If there's not a coach in that damn dugout that's going to say, hey, Spencer, let's not throw a slider to a guy that absolutely crushes any slider thrown. Like, if there's not a coach that's going to do it,
yeah.
If he's not going to have the wherewithal, the awareness to not do that, damn it, somebody needs to tell him. And Bregman being the one is absolutely beautiful. So whether we're talking about the bomb he hit or just the way in which he seems to be leading in a little more outspoken manner, man, I love where Bregman's at.
No, yeah, I just, for me, it was like, yes, a part of it and his that swagger that he – I mean, that bat flip out of this world where he went through it. But for me, it was like.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.